USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Many of the Trump-endorsed candidates lost their midterm bids because of abortion. That from the ex-president himself while speaking remotely at a Republican Jewish coalition leadership event Saturday. Trump touted the, quote, successes of the elections, but blamed the losses in many high-profile races as the casualties of voters coming out to preserve abortion rights.
It would have been nice to do more, but there was a specific reason why it was going to be tough. You know what that reason was. It was a tough issue, and it energized the other side, and people came out on the other side for a specific purpose.
Record-setting snowfall in certain parts of western New York, with one area receiving 6.5 feet in the 24-hour period. The area's last crippling snowfall happened almost exactly 8 years ago. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz led an effort this time to correct what he says went wrong in 2014 when road clearing efforts were hampered by abandoned cars. This time, strict travel bans kept cars at home, and Poloncarz said that made the cleanup much easier.
Here we are, just 48 hours really since the snow started, with the largest snowfall ever recorded in New York State history in a 24-hour period, and we're lifting travel bans as of midnight, and we're looking very good to hopefully be able to lift some more travel bans by the end of tomorrow.
Tragedy on the streets of Raleigh, North Carolina.
A girl has died after being hit by an out-of-control pickup truck during the Raleigh Christmas Parade in North Carolina. The event was airing on WTBD. The television station had their helicopter over the scene as part of the broadcast Saturday morning.
There is that white GMC pickup truck that the driver says he lost control. At this point, Lauren, the indication we're getting from eyewitnesses there on the scene is the driver is honking, yelling out the window for people to get out of the way.
No one else was hurt. The driver is facing several charges, including misdemeanor death by motor vehicle. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
America will have a new House Speaker starting next year. Nancy Pelosi says she won't seek re-election, paving the way for either New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries or Republican Kevin McCarthy to replace her. On CNN's State of the Union, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger blasted McCarthy.
He has cut so many deals with bad people to get to this position that I think he's not going to be a leader at all. I think he'll be completely hostage to kind of the extreme wings of the Republican Party. And I frankly don't think he's going to last very long.
A Houston man with 5 prior convictions for driving while intoxicated was sentenced to 35 years in prison for a 2018 drunk driving crash that killed a father of 4 in Harris County, Texas. In a Saturday news release, Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg said 50-year-old Owen McNett was convicted of felony murder by a jury last month. He ultimately chose to have his punishment determined by State District Judge Lori Chambers Gray, who moved McNett's sentencing to November 16th after hearing from his defense counsel. McNett was charged with felony murder because he caused a death while committing another felony. NBA's Kyrie Irving apologizes for his failure to initially express regret over his social media link to a film riddled with anti-Semitic material, which prompted the Nets to suspend him.
And I'm here to take on, you know, this ongoing dialogue of where we need to go with this conversation between not just the Jewish and Black community, but all communities that want to see change in our world.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.